I was asked to give several short lectures about the history of the Jewish book starting some 550 years ago, about around the year of Reish Lamed, 1470. The earliest 30 years of Jewish print, since Reish Lamed till Reish Samach, since 1470 till 1500, are called incunabula, which means the diaper period of the Jewish printed book. The earliest books that was published in the years between Reish Lamed and Reish Lamed Hei, 1470 and 1475, the earliest 5 years of the printed Jewish book, didn't have a date on the book when it was published. The fact that we know when it was published, it's only assumption or from outside sources. The first Sefer was ever published with a date is the Rashi Al HaTorah, a separate volume of the Rashi Al HaTorah that was published in Reish Lamed Hei, 1475, in Reggio di Calabria. Reggio is a city in the area of Calabria that we know of the Sregim. It's a very rare sefer. There is only one copy that we know of this sefer in the library of Farma. In this library we have 2 pages of this Rashi Al HaTorah. The reason why we have sometimes several pages of a book as describing now and the future several short lectures is because in those days the binders, it was not necessarily Jewish, and when they had to make a hardcover binding, they didn't have then cardboards like we have today to make out of it a hardcover binding. What they did is they took some scrap paper or pages from the Seamus that people didn't need anymore. They took several pages and they pasted together with glue. It should become like a cardboard. And then they bound the sefer with it, covered with parchment, gave it the look of a hardcover binding. When in the libraries they see an old book that was published like 450 or 500 years ago, and the cover is somewhat soft, it's easy to understand that probably over there we have pages from earlier prints that in like 50 years later they didn't need that anymore and they put it to the Seamus. So the binder would take that and make several pages a cover for a sefer. And that's how we get many of the real old printed sforim. Rashi Al HaTorah was the first dated printed Jewish book. But several years later, they published the Tanakh with the Rashi around it. So they didn't need any more the separate volume of Rashi Al HaTorah. So they put it in the Seamus, and then the binder took it from there and made out of it hardcover binding. So therefore, it comes out that sometimes we have only a few pages, and in this case, we have 2 pages of this very rare old print. Interesting to note that we know that we have a Rashi script. Rashi's script has nothing to do with Rashi himself, because Rashi's script that we know of is the script that Rabbonim used to write their Sforim in Spain and the Sephardic countries. The regular script is Asius Merubois, Ksav Ashuri. The script that they would write letters is a fast script that they used to use in the Sephardic countries. Then there is a what is called Chatzikumus, half script, because this Rashi that we have, Ksav, is a little similar to the printed one and a little similar to the script of writing. So this is called the rabbinic script. Rashi didn't write this script. He lived in France, which is Ashkenazic country, not a Sephardic country. They used there another script. The reason why we call this Rashi script is because the first time this Sefer was published with this script is Rashi HaLaterah. And then several years later, when they published the Chumash with Rashi and the Balaam, the Chumash was printed letters, Asias Merubois, Ksav Ashuri, and the Rashi and the Balaam was in this script. So they call it Rashi script. Several years after the Rashi that we are speaking about was published, they started printing in Spain a Talmud. A Talmud, which has the Talmud in the center and Rashi on the margin. In that print, they did not print the Tosfos yet. It was only Gemara and Rashi. The Talmud itself was Ksav Ashuri, Asias Merubois. Rashi was with this script. And therefore, for all these reasons, that the Rashi in the early generation of Jewish print was published always with this script, they call it the Rashi script, the script that Rashi is printed with. We have mentioned that several years later, after Reish Lamed Hei, they started printing a Shas, a Talmud, in Spain, where the center of the page is the Gemara, and on the margin is Rashi. We'll discuss this in the future short lecture.